Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast, my favorite podcast to listen to on long flights across the galaxy.
This is the way.
We want it men.
Welcome to episode 172 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. It's getting close to the end of the year. Christmas is next week. Can you believe that, Jason?
No.
No. It is funny how like time speeds up when you get older, and it's scary.
It is.
I don't like it.
It's scary. I want to get off this ride.
How's your week going?
My week was, again, busy, still working and splitting my time between, because we've got 4.5 months until Rogue Fun.
Yeah.
And so I've had to turn up the heat a little bit, even though it's the holidays, and I told myself I would really kick it into overdrive after the holidays. I've started to really finish that cantina so I can have that 6-inch cantina done. So I've been working on the table that's going on. I finished the last alcoves in the booth, and now I have an entryway. So, and then I've also, I was at Bargain Hunt, and they had the Guardians of the Galaxy Star-Lord there, Chris Pratt. And so I popped the head off of that. I plan on pushing the nose up and making the, his name is Danik Jericho. Uh-huh. He's the one that's like smoking at the bar in the cantina.
Right.
So. Still working on that, and it's gonna be a great time. And so that was my week.
Yeah, my week has been pretty boring too. I don't know. I've started. I fought it, but I bought a bowling ball, so I've been doing that.
You've been bowling?
I've been bowling. Started bowling. I got to get ready for the Rogue Fun thing on Sunday, man. Yeah. I don't want to embarrass myself.
I'm okay embarrassing myself. I'll just blame it on exhaustion.
Yeah. But no, it's something I've been wanting to do for like all my life. Cause you know, you're a little kid and you're like, I love bowling. And your parents are like, yeah, no, you're not going to bowl. Cause we had a bowling alley, you know, in my hometown. And, you know, I always liked going, but my parents would never take me. I guess it was too expensive. I don't understand. But, so like Mandy had Christmas parties on Thursday and Friday. So I went bowling both those days. And then yesterday, you know, and I'm trying to get better because I can't, I'm only bowling. If I break like 120, I'm happy. And like a normal bowler, you should be in like the 150 to 200 range. And, you know, I'm trying to figure things out and relearn it and trying to bend the ball and arc the ball and all this other stuff. But, like yesterday when I got my lane assignment, I walk up and I see a special needs kid with me. So I'm kind of like, oh man, this is going to really, you know, cause you know, you're like wanting to concentrate, and then it just watching him bowl. I was like, damn it. It's about fun.
Yeah.
So it turned around for me, you know, cause I, but then he was just like having a ball, man. He's throwing the ball, not paying attention to where he's throwing it. He's just trying to knock down pins. And every time he gets a strike, he's doing a little dance and he's doing, you know, talking to me. And you know, I never told him my name. So he read it off the thing and he goes, Glenn, see you later. And I'm just like, later. So it just kind of opened my eyes. And you know, sometimes people are just put in your place to kind of put in your way or put in your path to help you deal with things. So it was kind of fun to, you know, when you take a step back and realize, just watch him bowl and watch him enjoy it. And you're like, dude, it's a game, man. Have some fun.
That's a life lesson right there. Life is about the attitude, and have a positive attitude and you'll have a positive life.
Yep. And he kept going. Everybody was bowling around us. Every time somebody bowled a strike, he'd yell at him, good, you know, good roll, good shot. And so it turned around on me. So it was kind of fun. It turned out to be a good day yesterday.
Are you getting like a custom bowling ball?
Yeah, I've already got a custom bowling ball.
Is it a clear one with like the Bill and Ted time travel phone booth in there?
Unfortunately, no.
A dragon?
I wanted a skull. Actually, I wanted a rose, but they didn't have any.
Every rose has its thorn. Why would you want a rose?
Big Lebowski reference.
Oh, I thought it was because of Rose Tico from The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I should get Rose Tico in the action figure in the bowling ball.
Yes, it's the best of both worlds. It's a big Lebowski reference, and it's Star Wars all rolled up into one.
Yeah, well, the reason I got the ball I did, because the guy had it on sale. It was like a $180 ball he had for $100 with the drill. Because you got to pay with it drilled. So you've got to pay, like, you buy the ball and then you got to pay like another $50 for him to drill it. And I'm like, why can't you just include that in the price?
Yeah.
And it was a Black Friday sale. So I picked that up and a pair of shoes, because I was talking to him. I'm like, how important are the shoes? He goes, do you like putting your feet in other people's stinky feet? And he's like, buy you some shoes.
I mean, if you're going all in, yeah, get the shoes. Otherwise, yeah, I just get new socks and throw them out when I'm done, I guess.
And I felt kind of bad, because at this lane that I was bowling at yesterday, and Thursday, because it's on my way home, every time I drug my, you know, you when I got done, you could tell every time I drug my back foot, it just scarred, you know, left a streak on the lane because it's got black soles. Oh. So, and the guy was like, one of the mechanics or whatever was walking by, and he saw the lane, and you could just see him go, damn it. Cause it had, you know, streaks on the lane from my shoes.
Get a tennis ball, put it in your bag. And every time you roll the ball, just take the tennis ball and clean up your shoe marks.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. It didn't look, when I was there yesterday, it looked like they cleaned it up. So I don't think it was that big of a deal.
And then he saw you come back and he's like, oh, nothing.
Yeah, this guy again.
This guy in his shoes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and I've also been watching the Huntsville Alabama Con, the comic Huntsville Comic and Pop Culture Expo. Oh, okay. I've been watching that because they announced Vanessa Marshall, Taylor yep. Gray, and Steve Bloom.
Oh, Zeb.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for them to announce Sabine today. And once they do that, I will be booking a ticket and a hotel room.
Which Sabine?
It's all the animated.
Oh, okay.
I forget her name. It's like
Tia.
Tia, yeah, there you go. It started with a T. So once they announce Tia, I will be. I'm already like 99% going, but once they announce her, I will be like, look like a. Bugs Bunny when he moves and you just see dust.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo does that too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably what I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember.
Did you pick anything up other than a bowling ball?
I found some Series 4 blind boxes, and I picked up a few of those. I picked up like three of them, and it was the Ewok glider, the scout trooper with a bike, and then the clone trooper with the bike.
One of those, the chase?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What makes it a chase as far as that one goes?
So there's the Ewok on the speeder bike is the 5,000 one.
Right.
And then there's two of the 15,000 ones.
I'll have to look.
I'm drawing a blank as to, because I have, General Grievous is one of the 15,000 ones. And then there's a second one, and I can't remember if it's a clone trooper or what.
Because I'm trying to find the Ewok on the speeder bike, but that's for the wife. And it, you know, she keeps asking me, she's like, how much are these things? I'm like, they're like $5. because she finds them for like $45 and $50, and she just it's hard to pay that for them. But
yeah, it's tough to gauge, you know. Do I just buy the $45 one, or do I just buy $60 worth of blind packs and hope that I get it? It's like,
yeah, you're right about that. But I do keep seeing boxes show up. So
yeah,
today I was, you know, getting ready for the show, and I walked through the living room to get some coffee. And my wife's like, there's a new Christmas tree ornament. I'm like, okay. And then I found it, and it's a Bucky's Christmas tree ornament.
Jeez. And
I was like, so that was in the box? She's like, yeah. That was in the box.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So we'll see. I guess, you know, Christmas, I'll be able to announce all the fun stuff the dogs bought me.
The dogs got you. Yeah.
Well, I really
love you.
Well, the part that stinks is when you share a banking account and there's no real way of, you know, she's the one that's in charge of the money. Yeah. And it's like, you can't say, don't look at the banking account because I'm buying you something. She knows what I bought her. She doesn't know what I bought her, but she knows what I bought her, you know, doesn't know which one. So it kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit. Plus she was like, this is what I want. So
anyways,
when they ship stuff, and when they ship stuff, they'll ship stuff with the logo all over the box. So you can't really see it, you know?
Yeah. It's not a secret.
It's not a secret. So what were you saying?
There's a Hallmark ornament inside of this box.
Right. Hallmark.
Yeah, I got some news. The one thing that I wanted to mention, I've seen some complaints online this week about the size of Chopper.
Yeah, on the TVC Chopper?
I don't know if it's the TVC or Retro or both, but they just thought he was undersized. And since you're the Chop expert, I thought maybe you might have an opinion on it. Is it fine? Is it too small?
I have to compare it with everything. I know, I think it is a little bit smaller. I don't know which one they're talking about. I mean, the Retro one, I think feels about right. It does feel small to me, but the Retro line, it feels scaled down anyway, right?
Maybe they're talking about TVC.
You know, I'll have to look at it compared to the other choppers, but the other choppers I have are still in packaging, because there was like the Rebels line, then Disney made one, then TVC made one, and then there's a Retro line.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look. It doesn't look bad to me, but everybody, it almost feels like if you're not complaining, you're not a Star Wars fan lately.
Yeah. I felt bad about last week. A lot of complaining.
We're a podcast, dude. You want to hear complaining? I can go back on all the posts and share what people have said, and some of it's some pretty good insights. I mean, we could do that, you know, later if we need to.
Let's do that after the news.
Okay.
There was a couple comments on YouTube.
Well, let me say something real quick about Chopper before we go on to. You had posted something on one of our chats about the arms.
Yeah, I was about to get into that.
Okay. And it didn't really, it kind of bothered me, but because one of the, I think the Disney Parks Chopper, the arms do go into the head, or maybe the Black Series one. But I thought it was a little odd, but it didn't take me out of it. You know what I mean? It does bother me when you take like one of the, like the Sabine has a spot on her belt for the lightsaber. Well, it bothers me when you pull the lightsaber off and there's a hole there.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take me out of it. It just sort of like, that kind of sucks. And you go about your day. But I just leave the arms on him. And because, you know, Chopper has arms. That's what makes him Chopper.
Hasbro had their, I don't know if it's quarterly Q&A with fan channels. And one of the fan sites asked about the FX7. They asked why Chopper didn't have the appendages, the posable arms and stuff, and they used the FX7 as an example, which was a TVC FX7, I believe, that came out early in the TVC line when Target was doing the exclusive 3-packs. There was an FX7 back then, and the team said that FX7 would be too expensive today, and that's part of the reason why Chopper didn't have the posable arms. Right now, they just don't have the budget to make the figure in a way that it does justice for what they needed to do. And so I'm just, When he said that, when Chris said that, I was just like, wow, that budget must be slashed at Hasbro, because if you can't do something like FX7 because it's too expensive, it says a lot.
Well, obviously their budget is slashed because I just saw like a screenshot of that thing they were doing, and it looks like a low budget podcast.
What thing?
The meeting they were doing. And they were all
those
zooming
are done
in.
Over Zoom.
Right, but still, it's like, take the time. It always bothers me. It's like, I take the time, I make sure I got a good background, I make sure I got a ring light, I make sure I've got a good, you know, shot of me, I make sure that, you know, you at least run a comb through my hair, and then you see something like a company like Hasbro that they just don't care. It seems like they don't care. It's like they can't take the time to make sure they got a good camera. It's like, at least if you're Hasbro, make sure you guys have good cameras and a good internet connection, so you don't look like crap.
Yeah.
And maybe that was drilled into me at the start of the pod when I started this podcast. It was just like, you got to, you know, make sure you look good, you know, and through other things that we've done.
That's part of the reason why I have a hat on right now, because my hair doesn't look good. But yeah, yeah. Jordan was posting last night a whole rack of the hologram figures that are at Target, and those aren't moving. I saw this morning I had to drop Harrison off for a thing at school, and I stopped at Walmart, and they had just two whole pegs full of the Black Series Kersantan. They had a bunch of Black Series just hanging out, and it just doesn't look good right now in retail. These things are not moving.
Not when you're charging, like, those holograms are what, $35?
Yeah.
It's not a good look. It doesn't look good when you're charging that much money for basically a repack and a repaint. Jordan kind of brought up a good point as he looks at them as like role playing things, because you were like, what happened? You know, they never appeared with the hologram, but he felt like it would, if you look at it as a role playing thing where you're like, okay, this hologram is what it would look like if I'm looking at the hologram. You know, yes. If it's a real life hologram.
Yeah. So if I have a shelf of open TVC figures and I put this hologram thing out in Star Wars content, or I put this hologram next to the other, Black Series figures, and I put this hologram out, there's no life size hologram in Star Wars.
Right.
Or at least with these characters. And so it's just weird to me that we have this 6-inch hologram that goes next to the 6-inch other figures. There's no precedent. It just seemed like a lazy, let's just try something new, repack and repaint. Let's try something new and use those molds again. And I think for me that Hasbro's used up too much goodwill maybe.
Yeah.
When it comes to repacks and repaints, I'll get into a good one in just a second. But I think for these, I think they're a poor choice. And I think with the whole role-playing thing, that is such a niche in collecting, like the amount of cosplayers. I think Star Wars collecting, and this could just be my bias, is bigger than, I think the Venn diagram is, you know, you've got your collectors and then you've got your cosplayers, and where it crosses, it's very, very small and niche.
Right.
And so I just worry that if that's the case, then they're going for a smaller percentage of Star Wars collectors.
Well, and also people that cosplay, they're not using Black Series things to cosplay.
Right. If you're a bounty hunter, you're not going to pull out your puck and be like, hold on, let me set this up. Hold on before you take your photo. Hold on.
Right.
It's not balancing right. Hold on. You know?
I think what they should have done, and then here again, I'm going to talk about Four Horsemen, Mythic, the Cosmic Legions. They all have like a hologram you put on their arm. So, I mean, maybe they could have done something like that with with the Black Series, to where they have a spot. You could have put a hologram in there, which I probably, you know, as much as we complain about repacks and repaints, if they would have done a Boba Fett with a couple of holograms, I would have seriously thought about buying that, because it's a cool feature. It's a bad look for Hasbro. I mean, it's a neat idea, but I'm not paying $35 for it. And I think that's, if you're seeing that on the shelf, I think everybody else is in the same boat, because they know Target's going to get pissed off at one point and just say, okay, we're marking it all half price. And then that's when people are going to swoop in and get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think even if those were $10 at Target, I would buy the hologram thing.
What figure? Because they didn't even do like good figures. Figures.
Ahsoka is like an Amazon exclusive. The Target one is Bo-Katan. There's a Han Solo. And there's some debate as to whether it's a New Hope Han Solo or Solo.
Ooh.
I think it's a Han Solo from A New Hope or Empire Strikes Back. There's Axe Woves.
That one I can kind of understand. Because I think he does kind of... There's a part where...
Yeah, see, when you have to go and stretch it out, I just don't think it's a good choice.
I think at one point when he's going to wreck the ship or something, he appears to, in a, maybe even Bo-Katan, because it goes back and forth.
Yeah, but it's from like the chest up. It's not a full body thing.
Right.
Anyways.
Dude, it's all right. We can have this. This is part of having a podcast.
But I just don't want it to be like, oh, Jason and Glenn are complaining again about Hasbro.
But you know what? I think people listen to it for that too. You know, we get back on, you know, it's not like it's an hour long episode about us complaining about Hasbro. It's 15, 20 minutes. And then we go back and try to have a good conversation.
Yeah. There's a lot. So I didn't capture everything that they said. There was like six different Q&As, and a lot of it was like, well, can you make any new mid-sized vehicles? And they're like, well, we can't tell you anything that we haven't announced yet, but that's a great idea. What about more creatures? Well, we can't tell you anything that hasn't been announced yet, but that's a great idea. And so it's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Carson Teva, I did watch like maybe four of them, and Carson Teva did come up quite a few times in each one, independent of the previous one. So like the at the time of recording these, those in group one didn't know what group two would ask. Those in group two didn't know what one already asked. So Carson Teva like came up quite a few times. And so there's a lot of, I think Carson is a great character. He's appeared in four TV shows, three seasons of The Mandalorian. And he also appeared in Ahsoka. And so it's like, you guys need to start producing a Carson Teva thing here. So
I'm sorry. He's got a good backstory too, that the actor does. So he's become a fan favorite because of his backstory.
Yeah, I think that. And I also think he's a great character where he's just like, he gets tired of having to do the paperwork and the red tape. He's just like, come on, man. I'm just trying to do my job here.
And do they already have a Porkins figure in the Black
Series?
Not
Black Series, no.
Okay. Well, at least they have a Porkins in TVC. So all you'd have to do is a head swap.
No, they don't have a Porkins in TVC.
Oh.
But yeah, like that was the joke with the Dave Filoni figures, that it's a pretty thin version of Filoni and whatever. Right. Anyways,
dude, if I'm going to make myself into a toy, I'm going to make myself thinner. Sorry.
Well, yeah, it's that, but also like they're not going to sculpt a new sculpt just for Dave Filoni. They're going to use the Luke Skywalker body for this.
Right. Well, it's many times as they use that body. But that's the kind of stuff that we've talked about. It's like if you're going to do X-Wing pilots, it's an easy head swap.
Yeah.
You know, why aren't they doing that more? Give us that versus give us more freaking troopers.
Yeah, I would prefer like a 4-pack of Black Series or even the TVC. They're doing the troop builders, like Rebel pilots with just different heads. I mean, it's so simple to use the same, and that's a smart repack.
Right.
Use the same body, give us different heads. That's smart. Do right. that.
And you just paint them a little different. Give them some battle damage. Give the suits some battle damage. And, you know, it'd be smart. And people, yeah, I think, would be all over that. Why haven't they given us a TV? Did they announce anything with Mandalorians yet? Or am I just imagining that? Okay. It's in my head canon. I'm like, this would be an awesome repack. And I'm not even a TVC collector, but if they did something with like five or six Mandalorians, or, you know, a battle pack with what? It's five figures in it.
Yeah.
Give me four. Give me four unique Mandalorians in a battle pack, I'd buy that. And it's a smart repaint.
Yep. Speaking of smart repaints, another thing that came up quite a few times during these Q&As is the Life Day Chewbacca.
Uh-huh.
A lot of positive feedback for that. Okay. And Chris did say that it was Disney Parks that's pushing Life Day.
All right.
And so that's why it's being acknowledged by Star Wars. Now, I think the Disney Parks are like, we need to have an event around Star Wars. And so let's glom on to Life Day. And so they asked Hasbro to support it, and that's why Hasbro made this. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start getting more Life Day figures, maybe once a year.
That would be fun, dude.
So, yeah, that's the story behind that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense because I have seen it gain momentum in the past years that people are showing up to, you know, Batu on Life Day and doing events. And, you know, if Disney has a way of saying, hey, let's get, you know, a couple of thousand more people in the park on this day, why not? Why not push it? Years ago, I was in the parks when like Force Awakens or one of the sequel movies came out on VHS. And I was just blown away that there was nothing in the parks for it. There was no acknowledgement that it was coming out. I'm like, man, they're going to be doing something. They're going to be giving away something. Because it used to be back in the day when like Lion King came out and you pre-ordered it, you know, from the Disney store, you'd always get a lithograph or you'd get a gift. They did it with Star Wars. They did it with all the movies back in the day. And I was thinking they would do something like that. And there was no acknowledgement that movie had come out on DVD.
Yeah.
So it was just disappointing.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just totally left field it for you.
I think they floated at one point. I don't know if it was just a rumor or if it was an idea that was floated, but they talked about a festival of heroes at Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
Where you would go in and you would see someone dressed up as Han Solo, Darth Vader, and Galaxy's Edge. And it's like on Batuu, they celebrate these festivals by having someone dress up like the characters. And I think something like that's missing. I feel like Galaxy's Edge has been ignored as far as continuous improvement. I know that they've diverted, at least on the East Coast, they've diverted their attention to like finishing up Epcot and moving that along. I feel like Animal Kingdom will be next, followed by Magic Kingdom if they're going to do the Villains Land on the other side of Haunted Mansion, and then they'll come back around to at Hollywood Studios. So we've got a long way. We've probably got 7 years before they give any attention to Galaxy's Edge, but I would love to do something like that, make it more like Star Wars weekends and have people dressed up like Kit Fisto or something like that.
Right. Well, that's the thing that annoys me is it would be a cheap, you know, you could invest $10,000. Let's say pull a number out my butt for 10 costumes. Let's say they're spend $1,000 per costume or something. You know, it's a cheap improvement that they could do to Galaxy's Edge that would get people in there. I mean, look at the people, you know, on the West Coast that, you know, when Hera and you had Boba Fett show up, and I think Boba Fett and Mandalorian, or is Boba Fett Mandalorian on the East Coast yet in Florida?
No.
I think Mandalorian's on the East Coast. One of them is on the East Coast. But how cheap was that to do? You know? And then you see them with freaking robots and stuff on the East Coast or on the West Coast. It's like, it would be a very cheap thing to do, and Disney is just not doing it. So, yeah, I would be down for doing a Galaxy of Heroes thing where you've got, the heroes showing up, because then you could tie it in. There's a mobile game even by the same name that you could tie it into. I don't know. We're not the CEO of a billion-dollar company, so we don't know what they're thinking.
Well, they were talking about investing $60 billion with a B in the parks.
Right.
And so just invest the 10,000, like you said, on costumes and such.
Right. Yeah, it's pocket change.
I forgot I did pick up a couple extra things this week.
Uh-oh, what'd you get?
Well, Mr. Samuel Sams was kind enough.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, sorry. I got a card from Sam, too, so thank you, Sam.
Sam was at a Walmart, and while at Walmart, he found a Chase, a Micro Galaxy Squadron. He found the Wedge Antilles. So after I finish my cantina, I'm going to make this diorama of the Death Star 2 attack on the Death Star 2 with the Falcon, a TIE, and, a regular X, a TIE fighter, a TIE interceptor, the Millennium Falcon, and then now finally Wedge Antilles' X-Wing. So I'm opening that as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah, I did get thanks for the Christmas card, Sam. He sent me a Christmas card with a couple of extra things in it. Like, what are they? Back to the Future bubblegum cards.
Oh, nice.
Baseball cards, yeah.
You taped it really well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is great podcasting. Let's listen to Jason open a box. Not like I've been doing this for 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. Okay, I got this. There it is. Thank you, Sam.
A nice black box.
Bag, another bag. The bag within a bag.
Bag within a bag.
You have to suffocate it before you box it.
Yeah, that looks great. That's a cool. I love the battle damage on the wing on that one. I would buy that just for that battle damage.
I think that's going to make it look really good in the diorama.
There's a blaster. For those of you on that aren't watching us on the YouTubes, there's a blaster bolt mark on one of the wings, and it's a cool looking X-Wing. I mean, I may have to look for that one, even though I've got like five X-Wings.
If I find one, I'll pick one out for you.
Oh, you're so nice.
Thanks. So thank you, Sam. I appreciate that. And then, yeah. Sounds like I'm underwater. The other one I picked up was the, I think the Y-Wing came from Amazon. I haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, I haven't. One of my guitar players was like freaking out about the Y-Wing. And he's like, I love that thing. And I'm like, dude, look at Micro Galaxy Squadron stuff. You know, they have the stuff. I had to cut myself off from that line to just, I don't want to say out of principle, but out of principle and just buy what I want. Buy the stuff.
Principle or out of spite?
It was a little bit of both. Out of spite, just buy the ships that I really, really like. I probably should buy that Y bomber because it's a cool looking ship. And, I was real tempted. Somebody had posted the N1 Starfighter on the Facebook group for like half price. And I was like thinking about it. That's but then the I had Hasbro to drive one. To Carter. Huh?
The Hasbro one.
The Hasbro one. But then I had to drive like an hour to get it. And I just decided I didn't want to do that. I was lazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth the money to me. It, you know, even though it was like $80. It's like, and then you start thinking, you start doubting yourself. And I've discovered that when I start doubting myself, I just don't buy it.
Thank you. That's a cool card from Sam.
Yeah, it's a nice card. It was in a nice thick envelope.
It's not like the chintzy ones that the Georgia Lions sent out this week. Hey, if you want a holiday card from the Georgia Lions, send me a private message because I have about 20 left. Otherwise, I'll just go in the closet.
Hand them out at Rogue Fun.
Just like last year.
Well, you should like do that as swag, dude.
Yeah.
Did you mail one to yourself?
No. I've decided to be more financially responsible and save the 61, 66 cents for the stamp.
Are stamps that expensive now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that. There's between 60 and 66 cents.
Dude, I haven't sent anything stamp wise through the mail in forever, so I have no clue. But it's really weird because I'm doing stuff for the club, you know, as far as making it like a 501c and the state stuff, you had to like cut a check and physically mail it in. And I'm like, what am I doing? How do I write a check? I have to go buy checks for the club so that I can send a $35 fee. So I'm spending $30 on checks so I could pay something.
Man, then you have to send a telegram,
right?
Express.
But then, like the federal stuff, I did all online. It was with the credit card and everything. And then it's like, what's going on, state of Georgia? But it's weird how, when you got to do stuff weird, you know, like you did 10 years ago. It's just weird, you know. Technology has advanced so much.
Wait,
what you looking at, Jake?
The series four, did you get I just looked it up, Captain Rex.
Can you scat no, give me
I could send it to you.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll run downstairs and
there's Echo and then there's Captain Rex.
It might be Rex. So let me give me
No, it's all right, it's not that important.
You have to.
We could
fine.
We talk about it later.
All right, I'll go grab it in a minute.
Yeah. So
dude, it might be Captain Rex. But
because that one's the chase.
Well, then I guess I got a chase. Let me trade it for a freaking Ewok.
Maybe.
We'll see.
So the rumors, I mentioned this last week, that Jeff Schneider, if the hot mic, was working off of dated information. The rumor was that The Mandalorian would be a movie. And at one point that was considered to be a movie. But multiple sources now are saying that it's going to be a show again. This is why I don't like reporting on rumors, because one week it's the left path and the next week it's the right path.
Let me see what kind of clickbait I can use this week.
Exactly.
That's what it seriously feels like. I hate the clickbait stuff because, like, you'll be watching something and then you're like, Disney had to close early. And then you read it and it's because they had Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween.
Yeah. Was that Inside the Magic? Inside the Magic Probably. Is notorious for writing misleading articles. Disney World is bankrupt. And then you click in the article. One cash register didn't have money. It's like, come on, guys. Do better.
Yeah, I am.
Anyways, I don't want
to. Anyways, yeah. I hate to do that. But
Hayden Christensen has signed with an agent once again. He kind of retired from acting following Revenge of the Sith. And he got a farm, I think, in Canada somewhere.
Eh?
And he was just chilling out, collecting his Sabine TIE fighters in the Walmarts in Canada. but I guess we'll see more of him in the future if he's signed with a acting agent and a talent agent, and he's going to be doing more stuff. So I always welcome him. I always want to see more of his work, because he did this movie called Shattered Glass where he just knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to Anakin Skywalker. So I think he's got a lot of goodwill now, and I think people want to see him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look forward to him possibly doing something in the future.
Yeah, I really like the fact that everybody's coming back around. You know, you got the Anakin Skywalker, you know, Hayden Christensen's getting love again, and then you've got the Omar Best and all those people are getting, you know, love and affection to where they weren't getting it 20 years ago. As far, you know, people are liking their characters again, and it's becoming kind of, you know, people are beginning to separate the character from the actor.
Yeah. Yeah. So Adam Driver was on a podcast this week, and he did say that the original plan for Kylo Ren was that he wouldn't get redeemed in the end. He would start off as like a spoiled, bratty, angry, out-of-controlled villain and become more mature like Darth Vader in the end.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is, would that appeal to you, or did you prefer him becoming Ben Solo in the end?
I kind of liked it, but it did feel very predictable. And I think the reason I liked it is it kind of, he does, and it's sad to just say this one moment like was worth everything when he does the Han Solo shrug. You're kind of like, is that worth it? It was kind of, that part was cool.
He did say that the dyad thing, the relationship with Rey Skywalker kind of pushed Kylo on that trajectory. So I think as far as the sequel trilogy, I do feel like Kylo Ren's arc was probably the best, the most enjoyable to watch.
Yeah. I just think they bumbled the sequel trilogy so bad. I'm trying to be a PG, man. I could not be PG. Go ahead.
The thing they knocked out of the park is Andor and Rogue One.
Yes.
I think that we can agree on.
Right. Well, it's funny because like all my memories, because like Rogue One just came out, you know, came out at this time.
Oh, so yeah, December 16th.
So all my memories are like me, like on Facebook, or me watching Rogue One and like me coming out of the theater going, oh my God, that's how you make a Star Wars movie, which is how I felt coming out of Rogue One, which Rogue One came out between episode 7 and 8, right? Or something, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like, why can't they make Star Wars like this? Because this is the Star Wars I want. We want, I mean, we kind of got it with Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett, but it's like, that's, go deeper, man. Go deeper in the underground. We don't need a Skywalker trilogy. I've had enough of the Skywalkers, man. There's other parts of Star Wars that I want to see.
Yeah, it would be cool for like a bounty hunter movie where the bounty hunters double cross each other and try to get to Solo first, but Boba Fett wins. Like, that could be a movie. That even could be like a special on Disney Plus, kind of like The Werewolf at Night. It could just be a 1 hour thing. It doesn't need to be a 2 hour, $100 million movie.
Right.
Tales from the Cantina. I'm hot. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I'm hot on the Cantina, obviously, as of late. And Tales from the Cantina, like, there could be so much there.
Yeah, that's part of the reason. That's why I like Monarch on Apple Plus. It's like the monsters are there in the background and you kind of see them and you know they're there, but they're not like, hey, it's Godzilla. I think I'm, what are they? They're like 7 or 8 episodes in and you're just now starting to see Godzilla. And that makes it so much better because you can enjoy it without being a monster fan.
Yeah.
Without being a Godzilla fan, it's an enjoyable show. And I appreciate Godzilla. I'm not like, hey, I'm not going to run out and go see whatever Godzilla minus one, whatever's in the theaters right now.
Yeah.
But the show Monarch on Apple Plus is just, they knock it out the park, I think. But yeah, Apple Plus has got some good stuff on it.
Yeah. What was I going to say? There's something else I was going to say. One idea that I thought this week that kind of popped in my head for random reasons. I thought Robin Williams would have made a great protocol droid in the Star Wars universe. I feel like it's a shame that when he passed away, I kind of felt like there's less magic in the world.
Yeah.
And then seeing someone like David Tennant portray that protocol droid in Ahsoka, I felt like Robin Williams could have done that, and he could have done it like with a sarcastic edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been great.
Yeah, because Robin Williams can get away with cursing at you and you just laugh.
Yeah. I don't know if he would curse in Star Wars.
You know what I mean. You know when Frank Oz, because Frank Oz played Yoda, and like during breaks, if he was like underneath Yoda or was still, you know, in position, he would just start cursing at you when you walked by in Yoda. So you'd be walking by Yoda and he'd start cursing.
Screw you, you wear this. Something like that.
You're right.
But yeah, there was something else I was thinking of, and then it just...
I messed you up. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Oh, dude. Okay, so before I forget, it just popped into my head, because Matt from Nerd U, when I saw him in Conyers, this is how long it's been, and I just keep forgetting to bring it up. He was like, I didn't know Jason was an author. Where could I get his book?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Plug your book for a second, because Matt from Nerd U was like, hey, I want to get his book. Where do we get it? So Jason, where do we get your book?
You just go to Amazon and search Atlantis Kingdom Come and it will pop up.
There you go.
Or you could search my last name and it will pop up.
That's what I told him. I said, check Amazon, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, it's funny because we were talking 2023, our goals, and the only personal goal I kind of listed on the episode was to finish my book. And I don't want to be one of those people that are tinkering away with a book for years and years and years. And to be honest, like, I haven't had any time to tinker that book, which is kind of sad. So it's not that I'm tinkering and trying to change things and making perfect. It's just, I don't have time to sit down and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, comments. We wanted to talk about comments.
All right. So I had posted every week. I try to just post the podcast, you know, post a new episode and see if I can drum up interest. It never really works, but then people will post on it. Well, it's one of those things where no matter if I advertise the episode or not, we still get basically the same number. every week. So some weeks I do it, some weeks I don't. But this week I posted the Hasbro laying off the Hasbro layoff, because that was our last episode. And everywhere I posted, people, it kind of blew up. People were commenting. There was a lot of action on it. So this is off my personal page. I don't know if I can go find some more, but I posted in so many places, it's hard to
This is from your OnlyFans page?
Yes.
Okay.
CajunFed at OnlyFans.com. People pay me not to get naked.
Keep your clothes on, sir. Here's five. Whatever you do, don't take off the socks.
So I'm just going to kind of go down the list.
Yeah.
One of them was, I bet the folks who made the decisions to produce an insane amount of internals figures, the folks who thought that windowless boxes were a good idea, and the executives who thought price gouging was a smart business move, I bet those folks will be keeping their jobs.
Yeah, I think that's because we were talking about this with Jordan, about the holographic figures. I feel like if that line fails, they're going to take the wrong message.
Right.
It's not going to be, we produced the wrong item. It's just that Star Wars fans aren't passionate anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's how I feel about Kathleen Kennedy, and we're not going to recast everybody, because that's why Solo failed. That's not why Solo failed, Kathleen. Not why
Solo failed, yeah.
You're taking the wrong message and running with it. That's probably one of the few things I disagree with her about. It's like, I hate when people just take something and run with it.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, calm down. Let's look at everything.
And then it's come to my attention. Someone has pointed this out to me. This is not a thought of mine. The windowless boxes are associated with board games and puzzles. And so if you see a windowless box item, I mean, the parents who are buying something for the kids, they want to see what they're buying their child. And so they'll skip over that stuff. It's not for, as far as we're concerned, like, yeah, of course, we know that's a Kersantan figure, but a parent walking by the aisle and they see this closed box Kersantan, is that a puzzle figure? What is that exactly? They associate it with something else. So that's part of the issue with the windowless packaging too.
Yeah. So the next one is Star Wars turned woke, which I'm like, whatever. I try to keep political stuff out. So whatever. Because I'm not going to change your political views, and you're not going to change my political views. So I just don't talk politics, because it's pointless to me.
Hey, Poopy. Yeah. Comment, I guess, real quick on that. Good story is good story. Come here.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter who's starring in what and what characters where. Is there a good arc? Have we seen this arc before? Is there anything new? And so it's not that it's, quote, woke. It's just didn't resonate and it didn't work.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think if someone's angry because there's a female who's starring in Star Wars, really, dude? And I say dude because I'm sure it's a guy who's complaining.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'll watch something, and if it's a person that I don't agree with or something, they have a political view I don't agree with, I kind of cringe a little bit, but I keep watching it.
I mean, there's movies that I like that have women in it. Not that the women are in it.
Right.
They're the lead. Like, I like the Barbie movie.
The Barbie movie was a great movie. I see, here we're going getting political. They could have done without the political turn on it, but then there were some people, as far as I'm concerned, but then there, you know, you talk to some people and they're like, my daughters loved it because of the political turn that it took. So it you know, I didn't not like the movie because of the turn it took. I was just like, it could have probably done without that, but it was still a fun movie.
Yeah.
But then again, I have a granddaughter. You know what I mean? And then, you know, as far as the women in Star Wars, I look at it and it's like, my granddaughter has a girl to look up to. That's powerful, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, not that Barbie's not powerful, but, you know, you're looking at a girl that can kick some ass versus a girl that's cooking, baking cookies. But I know Barbie's a lot more than that now.
And I don't think casting a female lead is woke.
No.
There's really no political agenda in Star Wars. It's like good versus bad, evil Jedi versus Sith. It's not like Democrats versus Republicans in Star Wars. It's completely different. And I don't know. I just feel like people need to calm down with the whole woke thing, the culture war thing. Just enjoy the content. If you don't like it, then don't watch it. Like,
right, dude. Okay. If I had a problem with half the stuff that people are, if I took my issues I have with people and based it on what I watched, you know, made that be an influence as to what I watched or didn't listen to, I wouldn't do anything. I'd be sitting in a corner of my room in the dark. You know, you can't really, you know what I mean? You can't let that rule your life.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to do anything if you, oh, I don't like agree with this guy's political stance. I'm not going to watch his movies.
Yeah. And that's pretty much all I'll say about that.
I didn't want to go in a political rant, but we went there.
That's not political, though. No, I think people just need to reset their. Just because there's a female lead, it's not because it's woke. Like,
whatever. Yeah. Moving on. I agree with that. All right. Also, that's the 1,100 on top of the 800 who recently got laid off. So it's going to be closer than to 2,000 once it's all done.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's we didn't mention this. It's like a short-term gain for shareholders, long-term pain for collectors, fans, and even the company itself. Yeah. I don't think they're setting themselves up for success in the long run. I think they're setting themselves up for success in quarter one, 2024.
Right.
And shareholder stock prices.
Let's see, this is another political one, most likely the pushing of agendas and making toys that no one wants of characters that no one wants. I can agree with the second half of that. Just doing characters that nobody, you know, you're not doing, you know, they're picking and choosing kind of weird, some of the characters, and then you can also do the repaints, throw that in there.
So but I want the characters. I think, yeah. It's the repacks. It's like, I did not ask for a Paz Vizsla again for the sixth time.
Right.
Give me generic Stormtrooper or give me generic Mandalorian in green and red armor over Paz Vizsla for the sixth time.
Yeah. And I, like I said earlier, I would be so down for some Mandalorian repaints. Mm-hmm. If you do the repaint, and we've said it for the last year or two, you know, you'd think Hasbro would listen to our crappy podcast, but
yeah.
You know, they'd be like, hey, let's do repaint smart. You know, I think Micro Galaxy Squadron, as much as I have issues with their distribution lately, they do repaint smart. And that's something we've been saying. They're smart about their repaints.
I did see some Micro Galaxy Squadron at Bargain Hunt this past week. So they're starting to get into the Rosses and Bargain Hunts.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen a ton of them. I've seen lats at Ross's. I've seen a lot of, it's like they'll get a pack of lats and put them out. But that's all I've really seen at Ross.
Yeah. Sorry. Next comment.
Next comment. Let me, from a Transformers perspective, a Transformer collector's perspective and Star Wars aside, the toys have become cheap, fragile, bad parts, lazy designs. Do better, Hasbro.
See, I kind of heard the opposite, where they used to have to warm up joints in order to move things, like elbows and stuff. You need to like warm it up before you can actually move the arm and get it to pose. And I've heard the opposite, where it's starting to get better. So I don't know.
Yeah, I can't.
But then you look at like the Dungeons and Dragons figures that came out earlier this year, and people would turn the head and the neck would snap.
Right.
So
I think that kind of goes when you've got to look at a broader picture at that statement, and it's more than just Star Wars that they're having the issues with. I think it's Hasbro as a whole, and they do a lot of different toys other than Star Wars. All right. No, it's people finally saying no. Action figures aren't worth $30 a piece. There's still plenty of buying of figures, and people wait for deals now, which I agree 100% with that. What Hasbro's putting out is not worth $30.
Right.
Only people that are buying toys are hobbyists. Kids aren't playing with toys any longer. That spells disaster for long-term toy collectability, as kids now won't have the nostalgia of having enjoyed the toys being made today. That's a big statement, because I mean, we've talked about this too. It's like, are our stuff going to be the model trains in 20 years?
Yes.
Then it's time to get out.
Instead of painting Civil War models, you know, little Civil War soldiers that go on my model, I'm painting Star Wars action figures. Like, it's even our music now is dad rock.
Right.
Like, it's Weezer's dad rock. Weezer's not dad rock. Weezer's Weezer.
Yeah.
So anyways, moving on.
Anyway, and then there was a story about them not merging with McFarlane, but they're going into somebody collab. Post, huh?
Yeah, it's collaboration with McFarlane.
Right. So would that be something that they're going to do, or was Star Wars going to take over McFarlane? Or McFarlane going to take over Star Wars? That was just a comment and then a post to the leak to the story.
Right now it's more of the stuff that Hasbro owns: Dungeons and Dragons, Transformers, G.I. Joe. It made no mention of Marvel or Star Wars. And I would imagine that's just because that would make them a middleman for a third party, and Hasbro has a license, not McFarlane or something like that. But a lot of people were excited that maybe this will lead to McFarlane doing Marvel Legends, so that McFarlane can actually do a McFarlane Spider-Man.
That would be cool. McFarlane does some cool stuff.
But Todd McFarlane drew Spider-Man for the longest time, so he would have his own Spider-Man in an action figure that he made.
There you go. I'm so out of comic books that it's, I don't know. I'm not a comic book nerd.
So I'm just like,
yeah. And this is the last one, because I've had like comments where people were like, that last one that I said about the hobby, is there was like five comments on it, but and it was like, yeah, 100%, way to go. And this one, this is the last one. I would love to see some cost revenue details on different lines from Hasbro. Some of it's so crappy. I wonder if it's a license agreement that they have to produce something or anything at all.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see that kind of information and that data to try to understand what goes into why are we having more Landos? Lando is still peg warming.
Right.
On YouTube, Bold City Trucker 1042 said, I'd love to see Mattel get the Star Wars license. Every time I see those AEW figures, I fantasize about what they could do with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is some laziness at Hasbro. Like, we don't need to be challenged. We don't need to do something new. We can just do what we've always done. And then Star Wars SWBR Brazil 8716 says, I'm happy to see you guys share my theory to how to include Mara Jade. It's a perfect way to explain a sad Luke in The Last Jedi.
So. Yeah. I found a couple of more, and then I know we got to wrap it up. It says, I love Star Wars Black Series, but not the $24.99 price tag. I also love the G.I. Joe classifieds, but it's not at the same price tag. And why are the smaller vintage collections usually $15 plus?
Yeah, I don't think the vintage collection has been $15 in a long time.
Right. What are they normally? Where is that
like
price?
Like 16. I mean, it's a dollar difference, but yeah, it's higher than 15.
Right. Which to me does I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Yeah. That's a lot of money for a TVC. Especially when like the Sabine Deluxe, when they do a deluxe figure that has like one extra piece with it and they want to charge you $40.
Yep.
Or what is it? I think Sabine was like almost $30. I mean, it's a great figure. Don't get me wrong, but it was like almost $30. And when I got it, I was like, I paid $30 for this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a peg warmer right now in stores. Same thing with Paz Vizsla, the deluxe figure. And then they did the Jango Fett deluxe figure, and people are poo-pooing on that because they're like, it's a figure we had 10 years ago for $10, and now you're going to charge $30 for it? Because it has extra flames?
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is, I personally know 15 people that lost their jobs at Hasbro, and none of them worked on the toy lines, all of them worked for, you can help me out with these. It's WOTC on MTG and Dungeons and D&D. So I know the D&D. Oh, World.
Wizard of the Coast.
Yeah. I don't know what MTG means.
I don't know either.
And D&D.
Magic the Gathering. Magic the Gathering.
Okay. There you go. And yeah, I didn't realize that Hasbro owned Magic the Gathering. I guess, yeah, now thinking about it.
Yeah, no, that was a big chunk of their value is in Wizards of the Coast. Their stock, what we said last week, is like $40. And I think without that stock, it'd be worth at least half of that. I think Wizards of the Coast makes up a big thing. And that Dungeons & Dragons movie had to perform otherwise. And my understanding, and I'm not into the Magic the Gathering, but, you know, it's kind of the same thing where, it's not the same thing. They would make cards. They would make unique cards, specialized cards, and those cards have a lot of value. And then they just went out and they decided to start reprinting them at hundreds of bucks, kind of devaluing the price of the other ones. And now you've got
It's the same thing that's happening in Star Wars.
Yeah. So.
All right, Jason, let's wrap this up so we can do our year in review.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Smuggler's Galaxy Podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. It really helps us out and points people to a show. You can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We love feedback and we love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smuggler's Galaxy logo. Thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, the truth is out there. # vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. I hope everybody out there had a happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. This is the way.